The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
What's good, everybody? Welcome into Sunday Brunch on the Early Edge, your daily sports betting brand of record. We are powered, as always, by the almighty Sportsline, the best value in all sports betting. And I'm telling you right now, everybody at Sportsline is grinding and working because we're getting ready for the football season. But in the meantime, we're trying to line your pockets. Yesterday, solid day at the brand, solid, mainly because of AB hitting 5 out of 6 in MLS. He's really started to dial in with the MLS every single weekend. 2 more games today, by the way. Your boy hit the Ante Delia play. I mean, it was a massacre. It was a massacre. All right, let's bring in the stars of the show. And look who I have today. Are you kidding me? On a Sunday in August, this is what the brand is. It's not, hey, call me September 11th. No, I got the megastars this morning. First and foremost, live from just south of London, England. Ladies and gentlemen, the guru himself, Martin W. Green. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, coach. Delighted to be back on the show with you fine gentlemen. I'm also loving MLS, actually. It's been a really interesting season. I'm thinking LAFC could go all the way. But European soccer is back in action. We're in the opening stages of the season and we've got some great games across Europe this weekend for the rest of the day. And I've got a couple of good ones to break down for you later in the show.
Oh my God. I could listen to you give me picks all day, all day. But we've got another OG on the show this morning. And in just over 24 hours, mano a mano, man to man, eye to eye, on the rooftop, will be in Nashville, Tennessee. M Squared, good morning.
Good morning, coach. You know, I don't know about eye to eye. I might have to stand on like a foot tall little board to be eye to eye with you, but fired up, ready to be here. And what better than to have Martin W. Green here? I could listen to the man talk all day long.
All day. But let's get into it. Storylines could affect the betting lines. You know, we tweaked it just a little bit here on the show. Only things that matter to the day. And the weather report on Sunday. And again, let me repeat myself. Be very, very careful betting baseball at this time of the year and on Sundays. Mikey, you're up.
Yeah, relatively slow day in terms of weather. A lot like yesterday. There's three spots that we would consider having a boost. That's Philadelphia, New York Mets, around plus 15% on home run hitting. Doesn't really translate much in overall run scoring. Just slight boost to individual home runs. Detroit, Chicago White Sox, plus 10%. And then Sunday night baseball, New York Yankees, Boston Red Sox. Pretty strong weather there tonight, mostly in terms of home run boosting, plus 15% on that one.
Is there anything better than a Sunday night baseball game at Fenway? I just love Sunday night baseball at Fenway. I just really, really do. I also love Champions League, and we have learned so much the last couple of years doing the Early Edge on the sport of soccer. It's become so incredibly profitable for us, important for us, and important for us around the world. Martin W. Green, you're up.
Yeah, I know you said only talking about things that affect the Lions today, Coach, so I'm afraid I'm breaking the rules.
Oh, no. You can do whatever you want.
Well, that's it, yeah. But yeah, it's already 3 p.m. here, so a lot of the games have already taken place today. So I'm looking a little bit ahead into next week, and I know that CBS is the home of the Champions League. So it's the playoffs taking place on Tuesday and Wednesday this week. Really important because there's 6 teams that are going to make it through to the Champions League, which earns you a huge financial windfall, can really transform a team's fortunes, and the other 6 will drop down into the Europa League, which is not such a good competition. All 6 games look really interesting, but one that stands out to me is Dynamo Kyiv versus Benfica. I mean, Dynamo Kyiv deserve a great deal of credit for making it this far when you consider the situation in Kyiv right now. It's terrible, but this could be the end of the road for them, I'm afraid. They can't play their home games in Kyiv for obvious reasons. So the first leg of their clash is going to take place in Poland. So it's basically a neutral venue. So there's no real home advantage for Dynamo Kyiv, and Benfica just look too strong for them, I'm afraid. They're an excellent team with a lot of quality. I can get -135 now on Benfica, and I think those odds could go down. So that looks like an appealing bet, and maybe Benfica and over 1.5 goals if you want more value. I'm not going to be on the show before then, so I thought I would just take this opportunity to give that one out now.
There are very few people that are allowed to do whatever they want on the early edge. You, sir, are at the top of the list. Now, can you imagine if you played, like, let's say for the LA Galaxy, and you couldn't play your home games because your country was in a war? I mean, can you imagine? That's what these teams have to deal with. That is crazy. All right, time to get into our board for the day, coming off a winning day on Saturday. But before we get to that, we got to pay those pesky little bills. Here's a word from one of our incredible partners.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And we are back. All right, we got one play from Sportsline today. And if you're not a Sportsline member yet, what in the world are you doing? It's 10 bucks a month. Starbucks, it's done. And you get all my cappers, you get all my simulations, you get everything for one low price. Never been a better time than right here, right now. One play today, we're going to go to New York. Phillies and the Mets, over 7 in our simulations. This hits 65% of the time. And Chris Bassett starts. The Mets are 65% to the over. We thought this was a good place. But again, be careful betting baseball on a Sunday. All right. Now, we like to be polite here. We like to show respect. However, Martin, Mikey named this show. This is his show. So, with all due respect to the man from London, on a Sunday morning, Mikey, M squared, OG, you know the drill, son! Oh, I can't wait. My elbow's feeling a little sore this morning, but I'll be ready for tomorrow night, going one on one with the great one. Mikey, give it to me.
All right, Coach. Well, today, team total here. We're going St. Louis Cardinals first 5 team total, over 2.5 runs, coming back at plus money. I played it at plus 120 on DraftKings this morning. I want to pick on Aaron Ashby just a little bit. Yes, he has some strikeout upside. However, he is about as high variance as it gets with a starting pitcher in Major League Baseball. Will often struggle to get through 5 full innings. But what I want to look at, we talk about weighted on base average all the time. Let's look at his weighted on base average by month. First month of the season, 290, really good. 260 in May, really good. Get to June, weather warms up a little bit, 406, 347 in July, 365 so far in August. I'm definitely leaning into that sample size of the warmer data here. I don't think he is of top tier. We know how well the St. Louis Cardinals crush left-handed pitching. Number 2 in Major League Baseball in terms of weighted on base average, hitting with a lot of power, definitely near the bottom in terms of striking out. They don't strike out a ton against the lefties. Let's go St. Louis Cardinals first 5 over 2.5 at plus 120.
For those of you who are new to the brand and you just sat through the last 60 seconds, yes, He is a genius. You're not hearing things. He is a genius. Legit. All right. My man Ryan says, passing through Nashville, heading to St. Louis, listening to The Early Edge. Ryan, shout out. How are you texting while driving? Okay. Yeah, anyway. Okay. All right. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening. Now, I was doing my own soccer handicapping this morning because, as many of you know, Buckus decided to take a little jab at the coach yesterday. He went to Lowe's, thought it'd be funny. Now, he did cash the ticket, so I'll give him credit for that, but I didn't find it funny at all. Something Martin W. Green would never, ever do to me. Martin, you're up.
No, I'm all about the respect, coach. None like that. Character. He's a joker. Yeah, so the big soccer game taking place over here today is obviously the London Derby between Chelsea and Tottenham. I've written an article about that over on Sportsline. So I decided to pick another couple of games in some smaller leagues for this one. I'm starting out with Marseille. They're away at Brest. Marseille were really good last season, finished right near the top of the table. No one's ever going to finish above PSG in Ligue 1 right now, but they really acquitted themselves well. They've been ambitious in the transfer market this summer, and they made a flying start to the new season. They beat Rennes, that's where the champagne comes from, 4-1 last weekend. So they're going to be full of confidence. Now they're heading on the road to take on Brest, who lost 3-2 to Lens in their opening game. Seems like a bit of a mismatch to me. Marseille beat Brest 4-1 on the road the last time these teams met, which is earlier this year. I think they can pull it off again today. I've got -110 on a moneyline win for Marseille, which looks great. These games are at 2:45 p.m. Eastern time, by the way, if anyone's interested. The other one I'm focusing on is Roma against Salernitana. Another away game, which is sometimes a little tricky, but once again, I think there's a bit of a golfing class between Roma and Salernitana. Roma obviously have a very impressive manager in Jose Mourinho. He's doing a pretty good job there, made some excellent signings this summer, and I think they should just be too strong for Salernitana, who were struggling for the most of last season. You can't get great odds on a straight moneyline win for Roma, but you could parlay it with a team like Fiorentina or perhaps Bayern Munich. What I've done is I've gone for a same game parlay of Roma to beat Salernitana and over 1.5 goals. Brought that up to -125 at my sports book I was using. You might get a slightly better price, actually, if you shop around for those odds. But yeah, anywhere sort of -125, -120 looks good because I can see Roma scoring a couple of goals in that game and getting the win.
I love how you just nonchalantly say, if you guys are interested, as if we're not interested in what your plays are. Now, Mikey and Martin, we have a little situation. Martin, you just said you're all about the respect, correct? So if you are talking, or Mikey, you are talking, and somebody in the chat is carrying on a conversation on their own, would that be disrespectful?
It would be.
I would think so, too. So apparently, Buckets is up this morning, and Buckets is in the chat having a little conversation. Why doesn't Buckets ever wear a bucket on his head? Buckets! Love that pick, Guru, from Buckets!
Thanks, Buckets. I appreciate that. Glad to know
we're... Daniel says Buckets is 2-0 today already. Go follow him on Twitter. All right, I may have cashed those two as well. But it's all about the disrespect. Oh, Buckets. If he didn't keep winning, I don't know what I would do. All right, it's time to cash with the coach. Now, many of you reached out to me on Twitter this morning. Say, coach, you like anything in round four of the FedEx St. Jude? I do. I found four that I love. All of these plays are from Caesars Sportsbook. Our good friends, our good partners. Three of them are plus money. Because a lot of the sports books have not caught up with some of the new young great players. So these are my plays today. I'll make them quick. Sahith Theegala, plus 100 over Denny McCarthy. McCarthy came back to earth on Saturday. I think the pressure of Sunday will be too much. Theegala, like Buckets just said in the chat, he's got that dog in him. Theegala is nasty, and he's going to be a big-time champion very, very shortly on the PGA Tour. Tom Kim. You guys know we all cashed with him last week at plus 3,500. The dude is a beast. He's tied right now with Colin Morikawa. But if you look at the three rounds, three players or two players going in opposite directions. We'll take Tom Kim plus 110 over Colin Morikawa. Then Tony Finau. He's won 2 weeks in a row. He could make it three today. He's only a couple back. Minus 150 over Brian Harman. This is like putting an F1 driver against a Little League driver, go-karts. That's what this is like. And I'm only laying 50 cents. I'll take it. Then my big underdog, and again, you don't have to play all of these. Troy Merritt, plus 180 over Sungjae Im. Sungjae Im barely made the cut, right on the number. Then he had a really nice 63 yesterday. Other than that, first 2 days, he was very, very ho-hum. I think today he goes back to ho and hum. And we'll take that big-time underdog in Troy Merritt. Those are your four plays. Play what you like. Again, it is Sunday brunch. It's a fun day here at the brand. Now, somebody in the chat, gentlemen, said, bring out AB. Bring out AB. AB, show your face.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Big old fat smile that I love so much. Now, AB, I'm interested. You see this drone coverage that has been flying over the pickleball and tennis court in Nashville. Have you seen it?
Yeah, I did. I saw it on Twitter, courtesy of Mike's handle there. It's beautiful. Like, the layout is fantastic. His building is terrific. It's a perfect place for a competition tomorrow night. I cannot wait to watch this war go down between the two of you.
Well, as we know, sometimes in a war, you got to play a smaller war first. If Mikey can get past Maestro, then we'll have a war. It's a big if. It's a big if.
Well, look, I'll say this. You're right. It is a big if. And also, I've seen Mike on said court play before. I've seen it a couple times now. Maestro, prepare thyself. Let me just say that.
What would your advice be for me then?
To bet on Mike first against Maestro. All right. Okay. And then, well, you're a professional. You'll be
all right. Now, more importantly, equally important, you are killing the MLS lately. And Martin W. Green before the show was saying, is AB going to become a soccer handicapper for us too? I said, whoa, hold the phone. Hold the phone.
Yeah.
But today you found two more, did you not?
I did. And look, you know, as you just said, let's hold on that. Martin W. Green, Buckets, Brant Sutton. Like, these guys are tremendous. I am nowhere, anywhere close to their category. Also, shout out, clearly Canadian, if you'd like to sponsor us. Thank you very much. All right, now, I'm just kidding. All right, we do have three plays, two of them being MLS plays today. Let me bring these up on the screen for you. First up, we're going to go Nashville, Minnesota, both teams to score minus 145. Second play, we're going to go Seattle, Salt Lake, both teams to score minus 130. And coach, as we always say on the show, right? Like, we do not see each other's picks beforehand until they're official and put on the board.
Correct.
Cardinals team total over 3.5. Now, mine's juicy. Mike's is strong. That's a way to go. So, one, I feel great that I was looking at the same game that the genius was. And number two, here's what's fun for the whole audience. You get to play a game today. If it doesn't hit, that means that I likely screwed it up and jinxed it. So don't blame Mike. Blame it on me. But I think the Cardinals are coming through today, so don't worry about that.
I feel like we need to do something for the people at home today because of this little discrepancy.
Yeah,
I feel like if it doesn't hit, we need to pick one very lucky person and give them a cool, cold, hard cash. What do you think?
I think it's great. And here's what we're going to do, how we're going to do it. Everybody, when the show ends, go to the comment section on YouTube under this, all right? Okay. And just put your Twitter handle. That's all you got to do. Twitter handle so we can find you. And do we want to do Mike's if it doesn't hit? We send out the money. Is that the rule?
You know what? I think that's even more. We'll do Mike's bet. So if it doesn't hit 2.5, doesn't have to hit 3.5. If they get at least to 3, you don't win. If it doesn't hit, then somebody wins.
Beautiful. I love it. Yeah, everybody go comment section. Once the show ends, go there. Just type a comment. Put your Twitter handle. Don't do it now live in the chat.
Not in the chat.
Do it after the show in the comment section. Boom. You'll be good to go. And you know what? Great show today, guys. Yes, let me get the recap up here for you boys.
There you go. For all those people listening on Apple and Spotify, we love you as well. All of you. Here is the recap. Listen closely. By the way, Ryan in the chat, that was his wife that was texting, by the way. That was his wife. Thank you, Ryan, for being safe. And thank you to the wife for letting them listen to the show. M squared, Cardinals, first five. All of a sudden, it's taking on a bigger, bigger meaning. Martin W. Green, Marseille, Roma, Moneyline. Put the little SGP, as I like to call it, same game parlay. Then four big plays for me today in golf. Thagala over McCarthy, Tom Kim over Morikawa, Finau over Harmon, Troy Merritt over Sungjae Im. One play from Sportsline. Phillies, Mets over 7, minus 110. Then the AB pick 3. This is not a parlay. Separate them. If you want to put them together, you can. Nashville, Minnesota, both teams to score. Seattle, Salt Lake, both teams to score. Cardinals team total over 3.5, minus 165. Very juicy, but sometimes the juice is most certainly worth the squeeze. All right, Mikey, this is going to be the last time that you see me before I come into enemy territory tomorrow night. Any final words for the good people at home?
I need to check the schedule and see if that's correct. We might be on a show together. Are you on Early Edge and Five tomorrow afternoon?
Traveling.
Even for Early Edge and Five?
I don't know yet.
Okay. All right. Well, I don't have anything to say. I'll see you on the court.
Damn it. All right. I love this so much. And I saw somebody said that Mikey lives in your building. Might have a... Everybody's been trying to buy tickets. We're going to stream it live. Don't even worry about it. You're going to see all of it live. Don't even worry about it. You don't need to come to the building. Don't camp outside. Don't ask for autographs. That'll make the maestro very uncomfortable if you ask for his autograph or his picture. Do it. Now, there's only one thing left to do. And on this Sunday brunch version, I believe you all know what that is. So whether you're driving across this great country of ours, late August, kids getting ready for school, it doesn't matter. There is only one thing left to do, and I believe you all know what that is. You've got your marching orders. Let's take all of these tickets straight to the pay window. Damn it, I love this so much. The joy I feel being a part of this incredible community. You guys are a huge part of this incredible community. We do it every single day. We've been on every day since December 2020, and we're fired up at the Early Edge. Good luck.
What if I told you imaginary friends are real?
This is just so exciting.
Now, get ready for the movie event with the greatest cast you've ever imagined.
Showtime.
Ryan Reynolds, John Krasinski, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Louis Gossett Jr., Matt Damon, Emily Blunt, George Clooney, Maya Rudolph, Bradley Cooper, Sebastian Maniscalco, John Stewart, Sam Rockwell, Awkwafina, Keegan-Michael Key, and Steve Carell.
I need to throw up or I need a snack. It's one of the two.
Gross.
If. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Written and directed by John Krasinski.